Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good afternoon. Praise the Lord. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome. Thank you for joining Restoring Life Ministries as we are digging into the bread of heaven. We welcome you all, those who will be logging on, those who are logged on already, to join us today as we dig into the Word. Today, we're going to be digging into deliverance from depression. This has been something that we have been dealing with our series, which we will put back on the radio, our series of Spiritual Warfare, the Battlefield of the Mind. So once again, I want to just say thank you for all for who are logged on with us today. Amen. Amen. And just to give a little intro, my name is Pastor Ricardo Dalton. I'm the pastor of Restoring Life Ministries, located in Brooklyn, New York, 275 East 94th Street, where I co-labor with my wife, Prophetess Janie Ann Holmes Dalton, who is my partner in ministry. Amen. We thank God for what God is doing and what God is going to do. So, to get started, we've been dealing with spiritual warfare, and this has been something very dear to our hearts, very dear to us, because of, as you look around, we see all the craziness going on in the world, all the downs and the ups and the sideways, and we see how people are just battling. People are battling. We have Christians who are battling to keep their own sanity. There's a war going on, and many of us don't even know who we're battling, don't even understand what's even going on. But today, we'll be talking a little bit about deliverance of the mind, which is depression. Amen. So just get started. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God, for your grace, your mercy, and your peace. We thank you for what you have done, for what you are going to do, and for what you are doing even right now. Father God, we thank you for as we come on today, Lord God, to spread your word. Lord God, we thank you that in the flesh and carnality will decrease so that your spirit will increase on the inside of us, Lord God. Use us for your glory, Lord God. Minister to others as you use our voice, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for we shall be like Moses, Lord God. We're going to cast our staff down, Lord God, and we're going to tread upon anything that's not like you. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for wisdom, for power, and for love. We thank you, Lord God, for as we minister this message, Lord God, that you will begin to destroy yokes, release burdens, Lord God. Set people free in the name of Jesus. For Father God, we love you and we trust you and we thank you and we praise you for all things in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, thank you, Lord. Now, I thank God once again. Amen for all of you who are here or who will be listening online later on in our archives. God is doing such great and marvelous things. And when we go to our local churches and we hear the messages and we jump and we shout and we scream and we holler, it's a wonderful experience, but many are leaving the same way they came in, or many are leaving worse. Many are coming to the sanctuaries and they're leaving depressed. There's so much on their minds. There's so much that they're dealing with. There's so much that's going on in their life. And see, here's the thing, depression doesn't just come upon you at one minute. It doesn't just jump on you at any given time. But what depression does is it sneaks up on you because you go through so many things through a course of time and it builds on you. It builds in your mind. It builds in your emotions. So the next thing you know, it feels like you're, you know, those mimes from back in the old, how we used to watch the mimes and they would pretend like they're in a box and they can't get out. They have the white face paint on their faces, and they would, you know, be clothed in black, and it seemed like they would be pressing up against the walls and they couldn't get out. That is how some people are feeling. They're feeling like they're faceless, trapped in a box, and they can't get out. You'd be surprised to the people that we talk to, not just as pastors or leaders, but just as regular conversations we get to in the street. And you see people walking around, going to the store, going to the supermarket, getting gas, just traveling. And the despondency that's on their faces is just You can feel their pain. People are walking around with so much stress on their life, so much bondage, so much things that's holding them and binding them up to where they can see that there's no other way out. And what depression does is depression is an attack on your brain in the mentality of things, how you think, how you perceive, what you expect to happen. And what happens is, because medically it attacks your mind and your brain, and they say that they can see things when they do a scan, but depression is not an earthly disease. It is a spiritual attack of the enemy. And what the enemy does is, he doesn't just come in at one time. What he does is, he attacks you when you're young. He attacks you before you're young. He attacks your parents' lifestyle. And if he can attack your parents' lifestyle and the way that in which they do things, then he tries to format what's called generational curses. So if he can attach something to your family line, then it's going to go down to you no matter what. But thank God we have a Savior that destroyed curses. Now, they call it a psychotic disorder marked by sadness, inactivity, difficulty in thinking and concentration, a significant increase or decrease in appetite and time spent sleeping, feelings of dejection and hopelessness. And sometimes you have suicidal tendencies, bouts of depression, suffering from clinical depression. Another meaning is a reduction in activity, amount, quality, or force of depression in trade. They consider this to be a part of a biology study, lowering of physical or mental vitality or functional activity. Now, we live in a day and age where people are just giving up. The desire to go on has left. People young and old are dealing with so much pressure that life has lost its interest. We are not motivated anymore. Life has lost its savor. It seems like most of us are up against a wall, and when it seems like we get past that wall, there pops up another one as soon as we turn around. We are just walking around dead, or a dead man walking, as one of my favorite movies is, often asking the question, where is the light of day? When will it end? When does the pain stop? I can't take it anymore. Now, if this is you and you're listening and you hear yourself in one of these questions, then this message is for you. We only have a short time today, but I want you to follow us, subscribe to us, so that way whenever we're on, you can catch it. But where is the light of day? We hear that Jesus is the light of the world. But can we really accept it in our hearts and our spirits? When will it end? When Jesus died on the cross and said, it's finished. When does the pain stop? Again, back to Jesus. With his stripes, we were healed. I just can't take it anymore. Bible teaches us that we are more than conquerors. The feeling of hope seems to have left the minds of many people. There's no hope anymore. There's no excitement for the future. You feel like you're in a pit and you can't get out. You're climbing an endless ladder trying to get out that manhole, but every time you look up, it seems like you're further than when you started. Some of us are in a situation that we placed ourselves in. And some are in a situation where we got placed in. Some of us don't even know which way is up. Some of us still feel bad or guilty for choices we made in the past. And for some of us, the choices we make in the present. We try to fix the wrong we messed up in the past, for it is continuously haunting our minds. Sometimes we don't even want to talk to no one because the burden of embarrassment hits us. We often find vices or devices to numb our pain or help us to forget our pain. But what am I talking about here? We're talking about man-made things to fix a spiritual situation. The Bible teaches us that we battle not in the flesh. Although we are in the flesh, we battle not of the flesh. But this fight is spiritual, mighty, through the pulling down of strongholds. I'm not reading the scripture directly, so for some of you scholars out there say, oh, he didn't say it exactly the right way. That could be your own depression causing you to jump on something else. Depression and sadness and the mind game has many ways of manifesting itself. Some of us have lows. Some of us have highs. Some of us, we look balanced. Some of us, we look great every day when people don't even realize that you're even going through. How many times you go to work and no one even knows that your husband is beating you every day, raping you, mistreating you, calling you names, but yet you go to work and everyone looks at you like as if you're fine? How many of us are going through situations where we can't get out ourselves, but we can give everybody else great advice? It's all called the trick of the enemy. What the enemy does, he comes to steal, he comes to kill, and he comes to destroy. We say to ourselves that no one knows what we're going through and that no one can help us. For some, we don't even express or tell anyone due to embarrassment, or we don't want anyone to judge or look at us a certain way. So we often hide our feelings, and instead of dealing with them, we bury them. Well, let me tell you, let me share with you some things. The enemy who we call Satan, the devil, Lucifer, the snake from old in the garden, he has attacked something that is so valuable and vital to us and very important to us, that which I am referring to is called our soulless realm, the part that takes care of the thinking, the focusing, the feelings, the emotions, the mental thought process, how we perceive things. The thing that is important to us. You know, we watch many movies, and you know, we watch a lot of movies about good and evil, Satan and God, and angels battling evil. And in all those movies, there's always one thing that is so important to understand. Every last one of those movies, whether it's vampires and this and that, hauntedness and ghosts and monsters and things from another world, they seem to always want to attack your soul. Because if the enemy can attack your soul, if he can attack the mental process and what you perceive, you ever been in a situation where maybe you're at a store, you're in school, or you're at work, or you're hanging out with family and friends, and someone says something so innocently, but at that moment you don't perceive it innocently, you perceive it as some kind of attack or making fun of you or something downgrading, and you take it negatively? You see what I'm saying? It's how you perceive what was said or what was done, and then later on you realize, later on, for some later on could be a week, it could be a day, for some of us it's years, and we realize that what was said really wasn't what was perceived, that we perceived it totally wrong. Now we're mad at someone for years. We don't want to talk to our mothers, our fathers, our sisters, our brothers, our friends, caretakers. We don't want to communicate no more because now we're hurt. A trick of the enemy. And then you feel so bad. And now the embarrassment of going back and apologizing grips you. So now you see how this soulless realm works. It deals with your perception. And then it deals with your thought process. And now it's dealing with the matters of the heart. Woo! If you really understood how important your soul is. We say, save my soul, Lord Jesus. Save my soul. But now we have to guard our heart. The Bible teaches us these things. Guard your heart. You can tell what kind of person you are because the Bible tells us plainly, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So whatever is projecting out of your mouth, whatever you are giving off to people, we say, oh, that person's a smart aleck person. Oh, that person always got an attitude. Oh, that person always got something smart to say. Oh, that person never really says nothing nice to people. Oh, that person speaks down all the time. Oh, we need to speak positive speaking. You can tell what a person is going through by the way in which they communicate. So if we understand that if someone is speaking a certain way all the time, then why are we getting mad at it? Another trick of the enemy. We preach about it, but then we fall right into his clutches later on. Oh, this person, I just hate the way they talk. So now what happens is, I was talking to my wife and I said, you know what? Depression and the mental battle is contagious if you're not careful. That's why the Bible teaches us we got to guard our heart. Why do you think we have an armor to put on? Because this is a battle. We got to protect ourselves. So here now, we talk about this person speaking a certain way and acting a certain way, and their attitude is just so bad. Oh, they're my friend, but I just can't be around them. Or, oh, I don't know how you hang around that person, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Not realizing that they are going through situations in their life that they probably can't even explain, that they probably don't even understand, and they're going through a spiritual battle that's been happening since the day they was born. Little things happening to them. First of all, maybe their mother was caught up into some things spiritually that she never fought back. And the father maybe was involved in some things that he never fought against. So now what happened? That seed hits the egg, and now it's formatted, and now it's cultivating another person. So what happens is we always say, oh, you have traits of your mother. You act just like your father. So now the question is, whose child do you want to be? Now, I know I just said, you know, you act like your mother, you act like your father, talking on the physical aspect, the earthly realm, the flesh, natural mother and father through natural physical blood. But now I'm asking you a spiritual question. Whose child do you want to be? Whose characteristics do you want to inherit? Who do you want to be like? Who do you want people to say you act like? You see, I wish I had more time, but my time is almost up. We got to fight, y'all. We have to fight. So now we understand that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I don't have the time I want right now. I'm going to have to come back and get into that later on. I'm going to have to come back. But let me just read that scripture to you for some of you that don't know where it is. And those of you who know where it is, let me make sure I read it before y'all get criticized by the naysayers. The Bible tells us in St. John chapter 10, verse 10, the thief cometh not but for to steal and kill and destroy. Now, here's the powerful part about it, is because Jesus interjects real quickly. He lets you know what the enemy's trying to do. So he comes in automatically and says, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. So we're going to get into more of this later on. So now you know what the enemy comes to do. So are you ready to fight? Are you ready to fight? But understand this. God is with you. Psalms 147:3 says, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Amen. Amen. Don't let anxiety weigh you down. Proverbs 12:25. Anxiety, this is the Amplified version. Anxiety in a man's heart weighs it down, but a good, encouraging word makes it glad. Start speaking positive words. Speak to yourself. Minister to yourself. I am wonderfully made. God created me. God put his life in me. You are wonderful. You are great. you are more than a conqueror. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. In case you're wondering that you've been crying so long and you've been asking God for help for so long and you've just been screaming out, Psalms 34, 17 to 19 says, the righteous cry and the Lord heareth and deliver them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are broken heart. And those who be of a contrite spirit. It says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. You'll be blessed. Catch us again. We will be on soon. Follow us. Subscribe with us. YouTube channel, Restoring Life Ministries. Facebook, Pastor R.L. Dalton Ministries. Pastor R.L. Dalton. Or Facebook page, Restoring Life Ministries. Follow us. Subscribe. God bless you. Father God, thank you that though we had little time, I thank you for those who heard it and who are encouraged. Thank you for breaking every yoke, destroying every chain. In Jesus' name, amen.